الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers are requested to fill in the empty spaces in front of them, as there are some brothers in the classrooms as well. So if everyone can move forward, if there is an empty space in front of you, inshallah. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity to be part of this blessed gathering. It is a gathering wherein the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place, the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. It's a gathering wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being taken. We are gathered over here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mention and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only because of the connection we have, and that's the connection and the brotherhood of Islam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to benefit in this world and in the hereafter as well from this event. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our guest speaker, Maulana Imran Sahib, who has traveled from Huddersfield. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him barakah in his health, in his wealth, in his life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of guidance for this community and the entire humanity, inshallah. So now I'll pass on to Maulana Imran Sahib, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الحمد لله All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time, respected brothers and elders, doesn't wait for anybody. And time is something which is ticking away. Unlike the cube of ice and the ice cube, our lives are melting away. Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in one of his writings, he mentions this. And he says, look, I realized the value of time when I saw a man traveling through the streets and on his trolley he had a big cube of ice. In our lands, and you've probably seen in your country as well, not more now, but there was definitely about 5-10 years ago, it was a common practice that people would bring our big cubes of ice into the marketplaces, and they would chip off with a chisel, and people would benefit from these pieces of ice. They'd use it for water or whatever they needed it for. And this man who's traveling through the streets, it's an Arabian country, it's hot, and he's traveling. He's been out since the morning, and now it's 11, 12 o'clock, and the sun's at its peak. And in the morning when he was calling out for customers and people to buy, it was a very mellow, normative kind of tone. Lelo buy, lelo, buy the ice, buy the ice, buy the ice. Take it, put it in your faluda, put it in your drink, put it in your, mashallah, sting or whatever you guys fancy nowadays. Okay, with the new things coming out on the shelves, Allah knows best. But khair. So he's making this proclamation. And obviously he's got to sell his ice. Come 11, 12 o'clock and his tone changes. And his sales statement also changes. And he says, come and buy from me. Otherwise, my stock will very quickly just diminish by itself. If you're not going to buy it, it'll just melt away. So his tone changes, his sales field changes, and now he's looking for people to buy. And in his writing, Hazrat says that this is from the point that I learned the value of time. If we don't put time to use, it'll melt away. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And on the day of Qiyamah, the atom's amount of good that we did, the picking up of a can off the street and putting to a side, nobody knew it except Azan Allah. That small act of charity we did that nobody knew except for me and Allah. That walking into the masjid, wuzu khana, and washing down the toilets and cleaning the masjid, which nobody knew but me and Allah. That bringing comfort and rahmah to somebody's heart. That being a means of mercy for my neighbor. That time when I had the opportunity to take revenge, but I swallowed my anger. The opportunity when nobody was there but me and Allah, I had an open case in front of me to commit zina and sin of my eye on mobile, internet, in my bedroom, on my own. But I stopped for the sake of Allah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. He's seen it. Allah has seen it. And he's calling the angels, including the angels that lift the arsh of Allah. He says, Bande ko dekha? Did you see him? He was on his own, in his own bedroom, on his mobile. One swipe of the finger, and he could have accessed a portfolio of guna. مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. For the fear of Allah, he restrained himself. When we talk about fear of Allah, it's important to understand this, because a lot of the non-Muslim articles, when they speak about freedom in Islam and discuss concepts of fear of God, unfortunately, because of our lack of understanding, their interpretation of our God, and even some of our interpretation of our God, is this some being sitting on a throne with a soti and a stick. Okay, and if you misbehave yourself, you're going to get whacked. It's like, you know, you walk into somebody's house and you give them a gift, mashallah, and you come to see him and say, oh, chupaja moli sahab aage. So our concept of God is like, you know, this some being sat on a big throne with a staff, and if you misbehave yourself, it's going to whack you on, kind of thing, yeah? Well, this is not the concept of the God in Islam, no. It's not. The reason why we fear Allah, because he's given us so much and we never deserved it. He's given so many ni'mas and we never deserved them. He's had so much mercy on us. I missed my Fajr namaz, I still got my breakfast. I missed my Isha namaz, I still got to sleep. It wasn't the case for the ummahs before. Their deal with Allah was different. Our deal with Allah is different because we're the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he refrains. He restrains himself from this guna. Min khashyati Allah, for the fear of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes announcement in the heavens. All my malaika, I love him. And announce on the earth and put his love in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasn't just fairy tales that the Sahaba entered the jungles and they held the lion by the ear and off they walked with it. Wasn't just fairy tales that the Sahaba came to the jungles and they said, we are the guests of Allah, leave. Off they went. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas comes to the border, ocean in front of him. He looks at his congregation, his people behind him. As Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the story used to say, Paak nufus te. He's rub his hands. Ye paak, these were very purified hearts who stood with Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And off they went across the oceans. When the superpowers saw this, they said, these are not human beings, this is something else. Human beings can't run their horses across the surface of the ocean. And they fled and they left. Allah put the fear in their hearts. Respected brothers and elders, time is an asset. Time is valuable. And any neki we do in this life, Allah is Alim, and He's Khabir, and He's Basir, and He's seeing, and He's hearing, and He's knowing. And Allah will give kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an in this dunya, He will give according to His sha'an. And in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my rahmah will overwhelm my anger. The rahmah of Allah will overwhelm His anger. And the evil deed that the insan does, the one mistake he makes, where he feels, or he thinks, or shaitan whispers, or he's got into a habit, and he makes the mistake, and he commits the guna. And I know, and you know, that if that guna of mine, if my friend was to know about it, nobody would become my friend. If the community was to know about it, I'd be shamed up. That guna, that mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angel left hand shoulder, wait. The neki, just the niyyah of doing something good, Allah says to the angel, right. And here, Allah says to the angel, wait. So the ulama have tried to put a time span on this concept, and wallahu a'lam, but some of the ulama have written it's about 8 hours. Isko chhod do. Let him. Maybe he'll repent. Maybe he'll make tawbah. Allah waits for the tawbah of the insan. He waits for the repentance of the banda. Maybe if he's sinned by night, maybe in the morning. If he's sinned in the morning, maybe by night. That matter is between me and you. We've all heard the story of Kifl. In the congregation, behind the Nabi, water isn't coming, help of Allah isn't coming. In his heart, there and then, he says, Ya Allah, if I get ashamed of today, what's going to happen? Ya Allah, forgive me. He's forgiven, and for the man due to which the heavens held back, for the same man, the heavens then poured. Because the matter is between me and you. Our matter is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We enter the masjid, what dua do we read? Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik. The adab is, we say bismillah, we make durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we say Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik. The difficulty is, brothers, that our deen, our Islam, our namaz, our libas, our clothing, our zakat, our Ramadan, fasting for Ramadan, our charity, our reading of Quran, it's become a culture as opposed to something which actually connects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I truly walk through that door and I say, Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik, really with some focus and really with need in my heart that I need the rahmah of Allah. That's what I've come here for. This is the place of rahmah. Then see how Allah rewards us. Then see how Allah gives us. Then see the concentration in our namaz. Then when we say Allahu Akbar, then we feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we entered the masjid with the right adab and etiquette. Allah gives an adab. Allah gives an consciousness. Allahu Akbar, how much consciousness did the students have of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh? Imam Yusuf rahmatullah has written in his writings that throughout my life, I didn't even point my feet towards the house of my ustad. His teacher lived a few streets away. He didn't even point his feet in his own home towards the house of his ustad and teacher. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he's standing in tahajjud. At-Ta'abi makes mention of this. And he says, once I entered the masjid of Kufa and I saw some elderly man praying salah. And he was praying bil jahr. He was praying slightly loud. So I enjoyed the recitation so much. I sat behind and I listened. And he read the Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran. And I thought, maybe he's going to ruku now. Because the whole night passed. The whole night passed, but his reading was so sweet and so heart-touching that I just froze, I just stood there. You know, Liverpool Man U were playing, mashallah. Yeah, it's a late night match or something. Mom's called you 10 times, beta, khana khalo. Come and have your food. Food's ready. He spilled the whole can of coke on his jubba and he still hasn't realized yet. The popcorn's all over the floor and he's still glued to the TV. Mom's calling 10 times, he's still lost in Wonderland. Now suddenly...
Assalamualaikum, sorry. There's a car blocking somebody. If you can move that, it's a VW GY58WDP. That's VW GY58WDP. Please remove it as soon as possible.
Okay, so a person is glued onto the screen. You will talk about how can somebody stand the whole night in namaz? How can you have so much focus in tilawa, reading Quran? We have it for everything else. We're playing a game. He's going to town, he's playing a game. He's been horned out about 10 times for stepping into the road when there's a car coming. He's still playing the game, he's online with somebody else. Among Us This and Among Us That, wherever the games are nowadays, yeah? He's completely lost. He's in Cuckoo Land. Okay? And he's been horned at 10 times, but he's continued in that same frame of mind. The Tabi says that when the Azan of Fajr was made, and I approached the elder, I realized it's Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He said he recited the whole Quran in one night. The whole Quran in one night. When can that happen? When a person has some friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is touched by abwaaba rahmatik. When he's touched by the rahmah, the doors of rahmah, then your heart is touched, then these things can happen. Today we talk about them, me and you. Youngsters, we think that's just for the Maulvis. That's just for Imam Sahab. Me, I make it for Jummah, just before Imam does Salam. Done well. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, he's young and his father passes away. He's raised by his uncle. At the age of 10, he's a hafiz of Quran and he travels to Makkah. And he becomes one of the greatest muhaddis of his time. 10 years of age. Respected brother, these are human beings. But they knew the value of time. They got their priorities right. They knew how to search for the rahmah of Allah. And they were touched by the rahmah of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi reading tahajjud in his house. His next door neighbor is a cobbler. So he's banging his hammer. Okay. Years and years go by. And he wasn't just a cobbler, bichara had a bad habit of drinking. Addiction. And he's the neighbor of who? Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And he would drink, and every night he would say, on the top of his voice, "Oh people, you haven't valued me. You don't know my position. I'm such an important guy." Today we have this without drinking. SubhanAllah. It's a problem, brothers, honestly. You know, the nafs, it makes you feel important. It makes you feel that you are somebody who people should give salam to, look up to. You have a status and a position. Masih Makhan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to clean the wuzu khana and wash the toilets. And then he used to say, "Ye to hamara kaam hai. This is our job. This is what we should be doing. This is what's going to bring us some position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." On one night, there's no sound. There's no noise from the next door neighbor. Imam Sahib goes in the morning, inquires from the family, "Hey, where's so-and-so?" They said, "Oh, there was a police watch out last night. And they heard him wailing and shouting and said, what's happening here? And they realized he was drunk, so they took him away. He said, where are they taking him? They're taking him to the local jail. Imam Sahib goes to the jail. He speaks to the security, the stewards. And they say, Imam Sahib, you know, why did he have to come here? Would he come to you? They said, no, it's my need. I've come here. You have so-and-so with you? He said, yeah, yes, we have him. We took him in last night. Imam Sahib said, if I give you a guarantee, would you release him? On my word, that if you came for him again or you wanted him, you would find him straight away. I said, of course. Imam Sahib does not utter a single word. He holds him by his hand, walks him home, drops him off. Imam Sahib goes home. The cobbler goes home. The night comes again. Again, there's no shouting or screaming or wailing. In the morning, Imam Sahib goes again, thinking maybe they've come again and took him away. And he knocks on the door. And as soon as the door opens, he sees in the front room, at the glimpse, he sees the same cobbler on the musalla. And his family says, Imam Sahib, you know, looks like he's made a move. Imam Sahib holds himself at the door, and the cobbler comes running. And he says, your silence turned me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Silence. The power of a mu'min. The power of tahajjud. The power of the reading Quran. Things that we've been hearing in tabligh for the last 56, almost 100 years since the effort of tabligh has started. When's the first time I spent 3 days in the path of Allah? When's the first day I entered maktab and my ustad said to me, humne Quran padhna hai, seekhna hai, yaad karna hai, we're going to make an effort. I was born as a Muslim and azan was given in my ear. I was told, you have a mission, you have a job to do. How much have I fulfilled that job? My tasbihat of the morning and evening are still suffering. One para of Quran a day is still suffering. My Surah Yasin in the morning is still suffering. My Surah Waqi'ah al-Mulk by night is still suffering. My generosity, my kindness to my parents is still suffering. Where is the rahmah? Where is the value of time? When am I going to make that move? Allah shows. The plague of Amwas was a pandemic that hit Sham. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was one of the senior Sahabas in command when the plague hit Sham. It was the time of the Khilafah Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when the plague hit and the pandemic hit, some of the top Sahaba fell to the pandemic and became shaheed. When the lead commander fell, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, we all know who Mu'adh ibn Jabal was, the Mufti in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the young man. The ulama say that when they work out his age at Amwas in the plague and they move it back and they analyze his age, they say at the time he went to Yemen, he was about 15, 16 years of age. 15, 16 years of age, and he's a leader of Yemen and teaching them the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he sees that the commander has fell. Mu'adh ibn Jabal sends an order. And he says, everybody should quarantine. Everybody should quarantine. And he builds tents on the mountains. And he sends the community out into the mountains, into the wilderness. He said, nobody should congregate. Don't come together. Distancing. Apne khame mein chale jao, go into your tents, quarantine. Nobody should be mixing with each other. Namazes are taking place in the tents. In the leadership of who? Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But look at the dua of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Look at the iman of these people. today's halat and conditions need sabr and yaqeen, which the tabligh has taught us over the last 100 years. Who gives shifa? Allah. Who gives ill health? Allah. La nafi'a wa la dar is our iman. But precaution is also part of our iman and deen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's only about 6 sahabis. 6. Who could look Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eye. And one of them was Ali radiallahu anhu. Why? Because he's also the son-in-law. It says dates. And he's about to take the dates. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Anta nakih. Ali, you're not well. You know, well, don't eat the dates. In our kind of culture, you know, we sometimes don't analyze things for what they are. Yani khao khao madine ke date hai, madine ke date hai. Khao khao yaar, inshallah shifa hai. Wo to hai. But these are Medina dates. And this is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't take the dates, you are kamzor, you are weak, this is not for you. Precaution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Uhud. He was wearing 2 armors. 2. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was scared. Na'udhu billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't brave. Or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't understand what tawakkul meant. His bravery was such that the sahaba say on one night, there was a big commotion on the outskirts of Medina. And we came out of our houses. When we came out of our houses, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning on a wild horse which was unsaddled. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's okay, I've dealt with the matter. One of the wild horses bolted off into the stables, disturbed all the horses. That was the commotion. I've brought the horse back and we'll tie it down. On his own, in the depth of the night, when all the sahaba thought that the Medina has been attacked, there was so much commotion. That was the bravery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For 2 armors in Uhud. Tawakkul. Trust. Our deen has taught us. But look at the iman of these people. They knew how you get the balance. Mu'adh ibn Jabal sat back. And he looked. And he saw some of the sahaba falling. Falling victim to this plague, this pandemic. And it's the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that anybody who dies in a pandemic or dies in quarantine, dies the death of a shaheed. And in our deen, there's shaheeds of 2 types, which you can ask your ulama, they'll explain inshallah. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal is sat, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal says, right, okay. He lifts his hands and makes dua. He says, Ya Allah, give me the biggest chunk of rahmah from this plague. Give me the biggest chunk of rahmah from this plague. He loses his wife, loses 2 daughters, loses both his sons, and then he himself passes away in this plague. And as he's passing away, he says, Allah has given me a fair share of this plague. Can you just imagine the iman, the connection that these people have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Respected brothers and elders, this life that Allah has given us, this life is to make something out of it. Before our time ends, before our moment comes, before the angel of death touches our shoulder, we've got to make sure we are ready. And it's not difficult, brothers. It's not complicated. We have to set a routine. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions, the barakah of time is in organizing it. What am I doing in the morning? What time am I waking up? How am I spending my morning hours? After Dhuhr, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the most organized of the Sahaba. He had a full routine. Full routine. 6. His day was split into 6 parts. His time was organized. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for tahajjud salah. He would make his siwak. He would then perform his tahajjud, his pray his sunnahs in his room, in his house. He would wait for Hazrat Bilal to come to make adhan. Before that, he would rest on his right hand. He would pray his two sunnahs in his house. And then when he would walk out into the masjid, that's when Hazrat Bilal would stand up and give the iqamah. And another narration, that Hazrat Bilal al-Habshi would say, "Qad qamati salah," and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the house is literally joining the musalla, more or less. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would turn to the Sahaba and ask them, "Has anybody seen a dream?" He would interpret their dreams. He would have some lightheartedness with them. After sunrise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would perform his raka'as of shuruq, and he would go home. He would then milk the goat. He would attend to the cleaning of the home. He would go into the fields and see what needed to be doing. If neighbors needed a hand, he'd go and give them a hand. Hazrat Fatima needed a hand, he'd go and help. Somebody else in the family needed a help, he'd go and help. And he would spend the whole morning in house chores. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would rest a little before Dhuhr. And then after Zuhr, Salah was the biggest khutbah and the bayan of the day. How lucky are we that Allah has given us effort of tabligh, which is mirrored itself on the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After every namaz, we have bayan. Same in Masjid Nabi. After every namaz, there was a bayan. Biggest, longest bayan was after Dhuhr. Nabi Sallallahu would give khutbah, and he would talk to them. Only on a number of occasions was it such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed them all day long. Otherwise, Abdullah bin Mas'ud al-Anhu says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very careful about our time and our tiredness. If he saw that we were tired or we were getting, he would leave us, send us home. But on a number of occasions, his khutbahs became long. So long that the whole day was spent in giving khutbah. And that was on one occasion when he delivered the khutbah on the signs of Qiyamah and Dajjal. Whole day went by. After Fajr Bayan, all the way to Zuhr. After Zuhr Bayan, all the way to Asr. After Asr Bayan to Maghrib. After Maghrib Bayan, like this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so worried and concerned about his ummah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would go generally after Dhuhr Salah, he'd go to the house of his daughters and he would sit with them and spend some time with them. After Asr Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would perform a very short khutbah again and the Sahaba would spend their time generally in the masjid. Or Nabi Sallam would go into the bazaar and he would do a survey of the marketplace and just catch up with some of the people. The elderly women, they would just come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and just pull his cloak, ask him a question, sit down with him. You know, he was a very casual kind of mashallah individual. The seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so much there for us. But anyway, guys, we have to set our time into some motion. Organize our time. What am I learning? My ilm. Have I got a connection with an alim? Am I doing some kind of course? Or is it that du'a kanud that I learned, mashallah, 20 years ago from Mawli Sahib in Maktaba 5? That's still, nasta'inuka, nasta'inuka, I'm still, the ayn still stuck there. Honestly, you go in Jamaat, we go in Jamaat, and we sit down, we do halqa, and these two areas which are every youngster struggles. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka and janaza namaz. How unfortunate is it, guys? And I've experienced this. Mayyit is there. I'm coming out of the room to do the janaza salah, and the son comes to me and he says, "Mawli Sahib, I don't know the janaza dua. What do I say?" How ajeeb is it that we're saying farewell to our father and we can't even say farewell properly because we haven't learned the janaza dua? How much awareness do we have our deen, for our ilm, for our tahajjud, for our crying in front of Allah, making dua to Allah, reading of Quran? Especially in these days, in the winter days, the ulama say there are two things we should do as much as we can. And they are both the most profound things that a believer can do to cleanse his heart. That's why both of them come in the same hadith. The hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, fast and Quran will intercede. In the same hadith. When the ulama commentate on this hadith, they say if anybody wants a shortcut to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fast and read Quran. That's why these two are the biggest ibadahs of Ramadan. Fasting and Taraweeh. The most profound acts to bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guys. And these, mashallah, days are short. Nights are long. There's so many distractions. But no. Let's get ourselves organized. Time with children, time with wife, time with family, time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keeping our time and keeping our everything organized. This is our opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And if we make the most of this inshallah, then we have our ajr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have our reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have our rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah. So inshallah will be tashkil now inshallah. So I'll request the brothers to make the tashkil inshallah. What's going to be on first? Okay. جی ہو گیا آئیے مس
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ صدق اللہ العظیم. محترم علماء اور بھائیو بزرگو دوستو، یہ دین کی نسبت پر ایک اجتماع رکھا گیا ہے. اللہ پاک نے جہاں ہمیں بہت ساری نعمتوں سے نوازا ہے، دی ہیں، کھانے پینے کی لائن سے، پہننے کی لائن سے، مکانات، کار، ماں باپ، رشتہ دار، دوست احباب، نہ معلوم کتنی ساری نعمتیں اللہ پاک نے ہمیں دے رکھی ہے. قرآن شریف میں وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا، اگر تم اللہ کی نعمت کو شمار کرنا چاہو تو شمار نہیں کر سکتے. ان ساری نعمتوں میں اللہ پاک نے ہمیں ایک اور بڑی، بہت بڑی نعمت عطا کی ہے. وہ نعمت جو ہیں، وہ بلیسنگ جو ہیں، وہ دین اور ایمان کی ہیں. ان ساری نعمتوں میں دین اور ایمان کی ہیں. باقی دنیا کی نعمتیں یہ تو اللہ پاک اپنے ماننے والوں کو بھی دیتے ہیں اور نہ ماننے والوں کو بھی دیتے ہیں. قرآن شریف میں آیت ہیں كُلًّا نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَائِ وَهَا أُولَائِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْزُورًا، کہ ہم ان کو بھی دیتے ہیں اور ان کی بھی امداد کرتے ہیں، کسی سے پابندی نہیں. تو دنیا تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہر ایک کو دیتا ہے، بلکہ بعض مرتبہ نہ ماننے والوں کو بہت زیادہ دیتا ہے. 25ویں بارے میں آئے تھے وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً، اگر ڈر نہ ہوتا تو پھر ہم ان کو اتنا دیتے کہ ان کی یہ چھت، سمجھے، یعنی छत और इसी तरह इनकी सीढ़ियाँ स्टेप ये भी सोना चांदी की होती, न मानने वालों को इतना देते। लेकिन फिर उस वक्त मुसलमानों को अपना ईमान बचाना मुश्किल हो जाता, इसलिए इतना ज़्यादा नहीं दिया। तो बहरहाल कहने का मतलब ये कि दुनिया तो अल्लाह पाक हर एक को देता है, लेकिन दीन और ईमान जो है जिस पर हमेशा की कामयाबी है ये अल्लाह ताला हर एक को नहीं देता है अपने बंदों में से। तो अल्लाह पाक ने हमें कलिमा अता फरमाया, ईमान अता फरमाया। ये ईमान, ये कलमे की दौलत, इसकी कदर कब होगी? तो इसकी कदर जो है मौत पर होगी। हमारा ईमान है, हमारा यकीन है कि भाई मौत के बाद भी एक ज़िंदगी है जिसको आखिरत कहते हैं, लाइफ आफ्टर डेथ। मुसलमान जो है इसको मानता है, उसको यकीन करता है। तो ये ईमान, दीन, ये कितना कीमती हैं, ये मौत से इसका पता चलेगा। इसलिए कि दीन और ईमान पर हमेशा हमेशा की कामयाबी कुरान शरीफ में है, फमन ज़ुहज़िहा अनिन नार वउदखिलल जन्ना फ़क़द फ़ाज़ वमल हयातुद दुनिया इल्ला मताउल गुरूर। जिसको आग से बचा लिया गया, फमन ज़ुहज़िहा अनिन नार वउदखिलल जन्ना, और जन्नत में दाखिल कर दिया गया, फ़क़द फ़ाज़, ताकी कि वो कामयाब हुआ, वो सक्सेस हुआ। दुनिया की ज़िंदगी, वमल हयातु दुनिया इल्ला मताउल गुरूर, ये तो धोखे की पूंजी है। तो अल्लाह पाक ने जो दीन ईमान हमें अता किया है मुसलमान के घर में पैदा होने की वजह से, कि बच्चा मुसलमान के घर में पैदा होता है तो सबसे पहले इसके दाहिने कान में, राइट कान में अजान दी जाती है ने? और बाएं कान के अंदर इकामत की जाती, कही जाती कि पैदा होते ही कलमे को कान के ज़रिए से इसके दिल के अंदर उतारा जाता है ने? इसीलिए तो मौत के वक्त भी कलमे की तलकीन की जाती, लक़िनु मौताकुम बिला इलाह, कि तुम अपने मुर्दों को ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह की तलकीन करो। तो दुनिया में जब कदम रखा तो भी ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, और जब दुनिया से जाएं तो भी ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह कहता हुआ जाए, मन का ना आखिर कलाम ही ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह दखल अल जन्नत, जिसका आखिरी कलमा ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह होगा जन्नत में दाखिल होगा। तो भाई दोस्तों, ये मेहनत जो है, ये मेहनत इसी की है कि मेहनत समझाना चाहता हूँ कि भाई ये मेहनत क्या है। ये मेहनत ये है कि जिस कलमे के साथ हम पैदा हुए थे जी, मौत के वक्त भी ये कलमा हम साथ में लेकर जा रहे हैं। ऐसा नहीं, अल्लाह हिफाजत फरमाए, कि ये जो ज़िंदगी मिलती है इसमें कहीं ये कलमा हमारे हाथ से चला ना जाए। ये तो बहुत कीमती दौलत है ना। मैंने कहा ना कि हर चीज़ की कदर कब होती है? जब वो ज़ाइल हो जाती है उस वक्त होती है, या ज़रूरत के वक्त होती है। एक आदमी को बहुत प्यास लगी है, नहीं बात, तो उस वक्त तो उसको पानी की ज़रूरत हो, टस्टी, तो पानी पानी बस बस पानी मिल गया। भूख लगी है बहुत ज़्यादा भूख लगी है, तो इसको खाने की कदर होगी उस वक्त। इसी तरह भाई दोस्तों, ये कलमा कितना कीमती है तो मौत के वक्त इसकी कदर होगी, इसके लिए ये मेहनत है, समझना ये बात। तो बहरहाल हमारा यकीन है कि भाई मरते ही ज़िंदगी ख़त्म नहीं हो जाएगी, बल्कि دوسری زندگی شروع ہوگی. علماء کہتے ہیں کہ یہ عالم جو ہیں تین قسم کے ہیں. ایک تو عالم دنیا جس میں ہم ابھی جی رہے ہیں, یہ عالم دنیا اس کو کہتے ہیں. اس کے بعد موت سے جو عالم شروع ہوگا اس کو عالم برزخ کہتے ہیں. قرآن شریف میں وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, کہ بھائی ان کے پیچھے برزخ ہیں قیامت تک. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, اور پھر جب قیامت آئے گی تو پھر قیامت سے تیسرا عالم عالم آخرت شروع ہوگا. اسی لیے میں نے جو آیت پڑھی تھی اس کے آخر میں ہے وبالآخرت ہم یوقنون, کہ یہ آخرت پر یقین رکھتے ہیں. اولئک علی ہدی من ربہم واولئک هم المفلحون, یہی لوگ ہدایت پر ہیں جو آخرت پر یقین رکھتے ہیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ کی طرف سے جو باتیں قرآن و حدیث میں لائے ہیں ان پر یقین رکھیں اور آخرت پر, تو یہی لوگ ہدایت پر ہیں اور یہی لوگ کامیاب ہونے والے ہیں. تو بہرحال تیسرا عالم عالم آخرت ہیں جو قیامت سے شروع ہو. ہر عالم کے احکام الگ الگ ہیں, دنیا کے احکام الگ ہیں, سمجھائیں بات. اور اسی طرح عالم برزخ میں جو ہیں اس کے احکام الگ ہیں, اور پھر تیسرا عالم جب آئے گا تو اس وقت روح اور جسم مکمل ہو جائیں گے. روح اور جسم, اسی لیے تو ہر جنتی جو ہیں جوان ہوگا, 33 سالہ جوان ہوگا. جنت کی نعمتیں ایسی اور ایسی ہوگی, ہے نا, وہ عالم ہی الگ ہے. اور جہنم کے متعلق بھی سنتے ہیں, نئی بات, کہ بھائی جہنمیوں کی داڑھ ایسی ہوگی, یہی بات, اور اسی جہنم میں ایسے ایسے عذاب ہوں گے. تو عالم ہی اس دنیا میں ہم اس کو سمجھ نہیں سکتے, اسی کی یہ تیاری ہے. قرآن شریف میں آیت ہیں جی, الذین تتوفاہم الملائکۃ ظالمی طیبین یقولون سلام علیکم ادخلوا الجنۃ بما کنتم تعملون. حافظ لوگ جانتے ہیں 14 پارے میں میں یہ بتا رہا ہوں کہ صرف یہی عالم نہیں, یہ دنیا ہی نہیں ورلڈ, یہ دنیا کے بعد جب موت آئے گی تو دوسرا عالم شروع ہوگا. الذین تتوفاہم الملائکۃ طیبین, وہ لوگ جن کو فرشتے وفات دیتے ہیں یعنی ان کی روح نکالتے ہیں. طیبین اس حال میں کہ یہ پاکیزہ ہیں کفر سے شرک سے گناہوں سے, نہیں بات, تو اسی وقت سے فرشتے جو ہیں ان کو سلام کرتے ہیں. الذین تتوفاہم الملائکۃ طیبین یقولون, وہ کہتے ہیں سلام علیکم ادخلوا الجنۃ بما کنتم تعملون, تم پر سلامتی ہو, جنت میں داخل ہو جاؤ ان اعمال کی وجہ سے جو تم. یہاں نیچے حاشیے میں مولانا شبیر احمد عثمانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے عجیب بات لکھی ہیں کہ موت آتے ہی جی روحانی طور پر, دیکھیے کتنے اچھے الفاظ لکھا, کہ موت آتے ہی روحانی طور پر آدمی جنت یا جہنم کا مستحق ہو جاتا ہے. روحانی طور پر جنت یا جنت میں داخل, جہنم داخل ہو جاتا. اگر اچھی روحیں ہیں تو اس کے لیے تو بشارت ہے وہیں سے. اور اللہ معاف فرمائے, اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرمائے. اگر خبیث روحیں دنیا میں محنت نہیں کی ہیں گناہ میں کفر میں شرک میں, تو اوپر آئے تھے الذین تتوفاہم الملائکۃ ظالمی انفسہم فالقوا السلم, اس وقت وہ معذرت کریں گے کہ ہم تو کچھ نہیں کرتے تھے, ما کنا نعمل من سوء, نہیں بات, اس وقت تو ان کی معذرت قبول نہیں کی جائے گی. نہیں بات, اور پھر آخرت میں تو ہے. تو بہرحال بھائی دوستو, ایسا نہیں ہے کہ دنیا میں آئے کھایا پیا مزے کی اور قبر میں دفن ہو گئے خلاص ہو گئے، ایسا نہیں ہے. اس لیے کہ اللہ پاک نے انسان کو جسم اور روح دو چیزوں سے بنایا ہے. دیکھتے ہیں نا، صرف باڈی نہیں ہے. دو منٹ پہلے، پانچ منٹ پہلے ایک آدمی بات کرتا ہے نا، بیوی بچوں کے ساتھ ہنسی مذاق سب، اور پانچ منٹ کے بعد ہارٹ اٹیک ہو گیا خلاص. اب کیوں نہیں بات کر رہا ہے؟ سمجھے بات؟ دوستوں کے ساتھ کیوں جھوک نہیں کر رہا ہے؟ سمجھے بات؟ نہ کھا رہا ہے نہ پی رہا ہے، کچھ نہیں. لائف سیف مشین پر منہ کو دو بھی کچھ نہیں. وہ نہ کہہ دیتے ہیں کہ اب کچھ نہیں. سمجھے بات؟ ایمبولینس والا کہہ دیتے ہیں، سمجھے بات، کہ اب یہ خلاص ہے. تو کیوں بھائی، دو منٹ پہلے تو یہ بات کرتا تھا، سمجھے بات، اور اب کچھ نہیں. تو اندر سے گیا نکل گیا، وہی روح، وہی اندر سے. قل الروح من امر ربی، روح اللہ کے امر سے آئی تھی، وہ اللہ کے امر سے چلی گئی. قل الروح من امر ربی. تو بہرحال جی، ہم رات دن دیکھ رہے ہیں، اور اس وقت تو اتنے کثرت سے موت ہو رہی، کثرت کے ساتھ جوان جوان جا رہے ہیں، جوان مرد بھی جا رہے ہیں، عورتیں بھی جا رہے ہیں. سمجھے ہی بات؟ وہ کوئی سنا رہا تھا کہ لیسٹر میں ایک ہفتے یا دو ہفتے میں چار عورتوں جو ہیں ان کا جنازہ نکلا، چار عورتیں. مرد بھی جا رہے ہیں، عورتیں بھی جا رہے ہیں. سمجھے ہی بات؟ کثرت کے ساتھ جا رہے ہیں، آنکھوں سے ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں، عاجز ہیں سب. سمجھے ہی بات؟ ڈاکٹر بھی، نرس بھی، این ایچ ایس بھی، سب عاجز. سمجھے؟ وہ خود جا رہے ہیں، ڈاکٹر خود جا رہے ہیں. سمجھے ہی بات؟ جو دوسروں کو بچانے کے لیے ہیں وہ خود جا رہے ہیں. سمجھے بات؟ سن رہے ہیں رات دن نیوز، لیکن جو ہیں معلوم نہیں، عبرت نہیں حاصل کر. قرآن شریف کہتا ہے ظہر الفساد فی البر والبحر بما کسبت ایدی الناس لیذیقہم بعض الذی عملوا لعلہم یرجعون. ظہر الفساد فی البر والبحر، خشکی میں بھی فساد، وبال. فساد کا معنی وبال گیا ہے یہ، سمجھے؟ ظہر الفساد فی البر، زمین میں بھی، سمندر میں بھی، دیکھا کہ نہیں سارے ٹرک جام. سمجھے بات؟ ظہر الفساد فی البر والبحر. کیوں بھائی؟ بما کسبت ایدی الناس، لوگوں کے اعمال کی وجہ سے. لیذیقہم بعض الذی عملوا لعلہم یرجعون. اللہ پاک کہتے ہیں کہ کچھ اعمال، کچھ کہا کہ ہم چکھائیں، سمجھے بات، تاکہ وہ اللہ کی طرف رجوع کرے. لعلہم یرجعون. دوسری جگہ پر قرآن میں، ہم قرآن کو پڑھیں، سوچیں، وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةَ لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. ڈرو تم. فتنہ کا معنی یہاں بھی وبال کیا ہے. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً، ڈرو تم اس فتنے سے، اس وبال سے. لا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً، صرف ظالموں کو، گنہ گاروں کو نہیں پہنچے گا، بلکہ سب کو. لا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. یہاں مفسرین نے لکھا ہے کہ یہ فتنہ جب آئے گا، وبال آئے گا، تو صرف ظالم جو ہے، گناہ گار جو ہیں، ان کو نہیں بلکہ دوسروں کو بھی پہنچے گا. کہا کہ کیوں؟ تو کہا مداہنت کی وجہ سے. بعض مفسرین نے تفسیر میں لکھا ہے کہ مداہنت کی وجہ سے. کیا مطلب مداہنت؟ کہ ہمارے سامنے گناہ ہوتے رہے، ہمارے سامنے گناہ ہوتے رہے، اور ہم نے اس کو بند کرنے کی، روکنے کی کوشش نہیں کی. اس کی وجہ سے حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی روایت ہے، فضائل تبلیغ میں ہے، سمجھائیں بات، کہ حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے پوچھا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے، کیا ہم اس حال میں ہلاک ہو سکتے ہیں کہ ہم میں صلحاء موجود ہو، جی نیک لوگ موجود ہو، ہم ہلاک ہو سکتے ہیں؟ جی تو فرمایا، جی ہاں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے، کہ جب خباثت غالب آ جائے، جب خباثت غالب آ جائے، یعنی گناہ عام ہو جائے، خباثت غالب آ جائے، تو اس وقت صلحاء نیک لوگ کے ہوتے ہوئے بھی ہلاک ہوگی. کیوں بھائی، نیک لوگوں کا کیا قصور؟ تو کہا انہوں نے کوشش نہیں کی. इसलिए हमारे जिम्मे ज़रूरी है कि हम खुद नेक बने और दूसरों को नेक बनाने की कोशिश. जब वबाल आता है तो दूसरी रिवायत में हज़रत आयशा रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हा से समझ में आई बात, रियाज़ुस सालिहीन में देखना शुरू ही में है, समझे, इखलास के बयान में शुरू ही में है, समझ आई बात. जिसका खुलासा ये है जी, हज़रत आयशा ने सवाल किया था वहाँ भी कि भाई दूसरे लोग जो हैं बाजार लगा करके बैठेंगे वगैरह, उनका क्या कसूर, वो क्यों हलाक होंगे, समझे. तो नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि दुनिया में तो सब आ जाएंगे, हाँ अलबत्ता मौत के बाद आखिरत में जो है मानने वाले मुसलमान अलग होंगे. जब वबाल आती है अल्लाह की तरफ से अजाब आता है तो दुनिया में तो सब आ जाते हैं, अलबत्ता मौत के बाद जो नेक होता है ईमान वाला होता है उसका फैसला अलग होता है. बल्कि ताऊन के मुतल्लिक तो आता है, ताऊन के मुतल्लिक तो आता है हदीसों में, ताऊन प्लेग समझे बात जी, उसके मुतल्लिक तो आता है कि मरने वाला मुसलमान शहीद होता है. जब ताऊन आता है तो उस वक्त ये एक भी एक बीमारी है, 100 साल पहले फैली थी, सहाबा के ज़माने में भी समझे बात, सहाबा के ज़माने में भी आया था, हज़रत उमर रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु के दौर में, ख़ास तौर पर शाम में, सीरिया के अंदर शाम में बैतुल मुक़द्दस में. हम एक मरतबा गए थे तो बताया कि यहाँ तकरीबन 200 सहाबा की कब्र है वहाँ बैतुल मुक़द्दस के करीब, कहा कि ये ताऊन में सब शहीद हुए थे. अमवास, ताऊन अमवास जो हैं मशहूर हैं. देखिए सहाबा शहीद हो गए, माज बिन जबल रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु जैसे बड़े बड़े सहाबा जी, तो वो इस वबाल में इनकी वफात हुई लेकिन वो शहीद. तो ये मुसलमानों के लिए तो रहमत है समझिए, लेकिन दुनिया में तो वफात सबकी होती है, समझे, अल्लाह के यहाँ जो फैसला होता है. तो बहरहाल मेरे कहने का मतलब ये है कि हम आँखों से देख रहे हैं क़यामत की निशानियाँ, हम अपनी आँखों से देख रहे हैं, समझ बात, मौत कसरत के साथ अपनी आँखों से देख रहे हैं. अब भी हम तौबा नहीं करेंगे, तौबा का दरवाज़ा खुला है, जब तक मौत का फरिश्ता ना आ जाए उससे पहले पहले आदमी सच्ची तौबा कर सकता है, समझ बात. या सूरज जो हैं जी, आफ्ताब जो हैं, उसका निकलना जी मशरिक से हो, मशरिक के बजाय जो है मगरिब से निकले, एक दिन होगा ये क़यामत की बहुत बड़ी निशानी, तो उसके बाद जो है तौबा का दरवाज़ा बंद हो जाएगा. अभी तो ईस्ट से निकलता है लेकिन बिल्कुल क़यामत के करीब जो है वेस्ट से निकलेगा. उसके बाद कोई जो है तौबा करता है तो उसकी तौबा कबूल नहीं, क्यों, इसलिए कि अब तो क़यामत को देख रहा है कि भाई आ गई है, तो समझ नहीं बात. तो मौत का फरिश्ता आने से पहले और दज्जाल के आने से पहले बड़ी बड़ी निशानियां जो हैं ये जो कुरान ने बयान की, तो दज्जाल के आने से पहले पहले समझ नहीं बात हम तौबा करें, अल्लाह की तरफ रुजू करें. अभी तौबा के दरवाजे क्या हैं, खुले हैं, अल्लाह ताला मौका दे रहा है. इसलिए भाई दोस्तों हम तौबा करें सच्चे दिल से. जवानों समझे ही बात, ये न समझे कि अभी ज़िंदगी बहुत बाकी है, बाद में तौबा कर लेंगे, अपनी आँखों के सामने देख रहे. तो अल्लाह पाक ने मौका दिया, ये सारी मेहनतें जो होती हैं जी, बयानात हैं, दावत व तबलीग की लाइन से जो मेहनत हैं, मेहनत इसीलिए है समझे बात, हम अपने ईमान को बनाएं. इसीलिए मैंने आयत पढ़ी थी, अलिफ लाम मीम ज़ालिकल किताबु ला रैब फी हुदल लिलमुत्तकीन. मुत्तकीन कौन है, हिदायत जो कुरान है, ये कुरान की हिदायत नफ़ा किसको देगी, वैसे तो आम सब के लिए है कुरान हिदायत लेकिन नफ़ा किसको देगी ये, देखो हुदल लिलमुत्तकीन अल्लज़ीन युमिनून बिलग़ैब, के जो ग़ैब पर ईमान रखते हैं, बिन देखे, अल्लाह को हमने नहीं देखा, फरिश्तों को हमने नहीं देखा, जन्नत को हमने नहीं देखा, जहन्नम को हमने नहीं देखा, मौत के बाद क़यामत के बाद सारे मनाज़िर नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने कुरान और हदीस में बयान किए, हम उस पर ईमान ले आए, इसी का नाम तो है ईमान. नहीं बात, ईमान जो है जितना कवि होता है उसमें ईमान वो आमाल पर उभारता है, ईमान जो है आमाल पर उभारता है। ईमान कवि है तो आदमी सारे अहकाम पर अमल करे, और ईमान अगर कमज़ोर है, हज़रत मौलाना मोहम्मद यूसुफ साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह के बयान में हैं, इसका खुलासा ये है कि आदमी गोया अपने ईमान की क़ुव्वत यकीन की क़ुव्वत के बकदर चलता है दीन पर, जितना ईमान मजबूत होता है इतना चलता है जी। इसीलिए ये मेहनत करवाई जाती है कि भाई हम अपना ईमान बनाएं, जब ईमान बनेगा तो फिर खुद ब खुद नमाज पढ़ेगा, फिर उसके लिए नमाज पढ़ना मुश्किल नहीं होगा जी। ईमान अगर उसका बना है तो फिर ज़कात अदा करना मुश्किल नहीं होगा, समझे। तो ये ईमान बनाने की मेहनत है बहुत ज़बरदस्त, अल्लाह पाक ने हज़रत मौलाना इलिया साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह पर ये खोला काम, अल्लाह ताला उनको जज़ाए खैर अदा फरमाए, इन हजरात की कब्रों को नूर से भरे। हज़रत हाफिज़ साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह अखीर तक मेहनत करते रहे करते रहे, देखिए कैसा माहौल बना, कैसा माहौल बना है यूरोप के अंदर, समझे। वो बगैर मेहनत के थोड़ा, इनकी ज़िंदगी उठा कर के देखे, समझ बात, कैसी मेहनत की। बगैर मेहनत के तो हिदायत नहीं मिलती, रोज़ी के बारे में तो समझ में आता है ना कि भाई जॉब करो काम पर जाओ तो पैसे मिलेंगे, है ना, तो रोज़ी के बारे में तो समझ में आता है, तो हिदायत भी वैसे थोड़े मिले। वल्लज़ीन जाहदू फीना लनहदियन्नहुम सुबुलना, जो मेहनत करेंगे हमारे लिए, अल्लाह पाक कहते हैं हमारे लिए यानी हमारे दीन के लिए, वल्लज़ीन जाहदू फीना लनहदियन्नहुम सुबुलना, अलबत्ता ज़रूर भी ज़रूर हम उनको अपने रास्ते दिखाएंगे हिदायत के। तो फिर जब वो जन्नत में जाएंगे तो कहेंगे अल्हम्दुलिल्लाहिल्लज़ी हदाना लिहाज़ा वमा कुन्ना लिनहतदिया लौला अन हदाना, ये जन्नती जन्नत में ये दुआ पढ़ेंगे, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाहिल्लज़ी हदाना लिहाज़ा, तमाम तारीफ अल्लाह के लिए है जिसने हमें हिदायत दी तो हम जन्नत तक पहुँचे, अगर अल्लाह हिदायत न देता तो हम नहीं पहुँच सकते। तो बहरहाल ये हिदायत की एक मेहनत है, समझे, ईमान बनाने की मेहनत है ताकि आमाल हमारे लिए आसान, और जब आमाल होंगे तो जैसे मैंने अभी पढ़ी आयत कि सलामुन अलैकुम, है ना, तुम्हारे ऊपर सलामती हो, फरिश्ते उसी वक्त से बशारत क्योंकि तुम नेक अमल करते थे, तो असल तो अल्लाह की रहमत है लेकिन अमल जो है ये सबब आदि है, एक सबब है, समझाई बात, असल तो आदमी जन्नत में अल्लाह की रहमत से जाएगा जी, असल वो है लेकिन ये एक सबब है, सबब आदि कहते हैं इसको। तो बहरहाल ये छोटा सा जोड़ जो है इसीलिए रखा गया, समझे ये बात, कि हम अपना ईमान बनाएं अपने आमाल बनाएं दुनिया के साथ साथ, दुनिया छुड़ाने के लिए कोई नहीं कहता है, समझे ये बात, दुनिया के साथ साथ हम ईमान और आमाल बनाएं, इसके लिए एक मेहनत है, जैसे मदारिस के लाइन से मेहनत होती है इसी तरह दावत तबलीग की लाइन से मेहनत है, माशाल्लाह ये सबसे पहला जोड़ है, अल्लाह ताला इसको कामयाब बनाए और अल्लाह ताला इसको कबूल भी फरमा, और जिन जिन्होंने मेहनत की उनकी मेहनत को कबूल फरमा, हमारे आखिरत का बनने का ज़रिया बनाए, असल वही है अल्लाह की रजामंदी जन्नत, अल्लाह की नाराज़गी से बच जाना, यही मकसद है सब, और कोई मकसद नहीं। तो अब तश्कील भी होती है इस काम में तो जी
MashaAllah. First tashkil is for 4 months in near Pakistan, Bangladesh. And those brothers who spent 4 months, we're trying to get a Batli Jamaat ready for 4 months Federal Jamaat. So mashallah, brothers are requested to make intention, inshallah. It's not something new, this voice of 4 months, 120 days in spending in one environment. Jee, brothers are requested to make intention, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept you. The brothers are requested. Jee, mashallah. Brothers, keep making intention, inshallah. We keep knocking on the door of our Creator. Keep knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep making intention. Keep making supplication. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for us to go, inshallah. What's your name, brother? Achha, I can't see from here. Jazakallah khair. Ji, brothers make intention. Especially the brothers who are associated with Masjid Quba. Brothers make intention, inshallah. Ahmed Bhai, make intention for months. Allah make it for you, inshallah. Yeah. They say that these 4 months will change our direction, right, to learn the effort of deen, inshallah ta'ala. Ahmed Ali. Inshallah, this is our first jawl. It'll have an impact on other jawls as well, isn't it? Sahaba made qurbani, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made qurbani, sacrifice, you know, this majma also can make qurbani as well. Deen will come alive. When we make an effort of deen, sacrifice, Allah's deen will come alive. Something have to give. Separation from the family, spending our wealth in the path of Allah, using the ni'mats, the bounties Allah's given us, our health, wealth and time, our heart and mind. No, you spend this for the effort of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us hidayat. And deen will flourish. Allah ta'ala will make us the means of spreading his deen. Sajid bhai. Yusuf bhai. Allah accept, mashallah. New brothers also make intention, inshallah. Those brothers who not spend time, they also make intention. If you can't go for 4 months immediately, inshallah, 40 days, and then Ramzan is not far. If we can't go cash, nakad, maybe in the near future. Hafiz Zakaria. What's your intention? 40 days, mashallah. Inshallah, Muhammad's making intention 40 days as well. Arif Bhai also making intention 40 days, mashallah. Allah accept.
Inshallah, 40 days.
Abid Bhai also making intention 40 days. Allah accept, Allah make easy.
Ameen.
Abu Bakr also, Hafiz Abu Bakr also making intention 40 days. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting here. As Hafiz Sahib used to say, if we were to know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us by being in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short duration, our inside will burst with joy. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance. We're all on a journey. And opportunities comes. Whenever a good intention comes into our heart, we shouldn't delay. We should make that intention and have that courage to do this intention. Ji, any brothers, we're going to go down 40 days, 10 days. Whenever the opportunity opens, trying to get Jamaat to go all over Europe, which for some reason didn't go last year from 15 of Shaban. So brothers can prepare 2-3 months from 15 of Shaban to go in the path of Allah as well. Or Ashra Jamaat, 10-day Jamaat as well. Yeah, brothers make intention, inshallah. Inshallah. Jazakallah. Ji, brothers make intention. Is that Brother Abdullah? Abdullah, Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah make easy for you, mashallah. Ji, make intention, inshallah. It's not something difficult for dunya purpose, for worldly things. We make plans, we make arrangements, and we go. So for the sake of Allah's deen, we also plan how we can go in the path of Allah. MashaAllah, our program is going to plan. We said that we're going to finish at 9 o'clock. So tashkil is for another 90 minutes. So, Ji. Okay. So, easy tashkil, 3 days. Who's ready for 3 days? 3 days in the path of Allah, whenever the window opens. Even if you wanted to go today, we can't go, because there's no routes available. So whenever the window is open, whenever the opportunity is open, who's ready to spend 3 days, inshallah? Can we show a show of hands? Huh? Make intention, inshallah. The malaika is writing, Allah is watching. Huh? So, okay, one of our ustads, it gives us some kind of method how we can go in the path of Allah. So first of all, we have to turn towards Allah. Not our pockets or not our leave or our position is going to take us out in the path of Allah. We have to have trust, tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do? If we've got health, we keep fast. Sorry, prior to this, we make intention. And whenever we're sitting in gatherings like this, we make intention. And we tell others, and we tashkil others. Then we keep fast. Then we pray constantly two rakats nafil. And we make supplication, we make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we turn it towards Creator. Then what we have to do is try to fix a date. Then if we're self-employed, we make arrangements. If you're working for somebody, we go to the normal route, we ask for application for leave. And we do these steps. And we continue making dua. We give sadaqah as well. We join in the local amals. Very quickly, this person, within 12 months, he'll be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within 12 months. But the thing is that he has to take part in the amal of the masjid. He has to take part in the amal of the masjid. A lot of brothers say, I'm ready to go to Europe. I'm ready to do Palestine in Jama'ah. I'm ready to do this. But you have to do the local effort first. Without saying, we have to populate our masjid. We have to come for 5 times salah in our own masjid. 500 houses, we've been saying it for so long, 500 houses surrounding Masjid Quba. Fajr, we average 30, 40 people. Maghrib, we average 60 to 80 people. We have 3 Jummas this week. We have to make this worry and concern. How we can populate our masjid? Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmat will come when we do those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to enter the masjid. After Fajr Salah, mashallah, we congregate, we sit down for mashwara. Feedback is taking place, who we met, what we're doing, what takazas. On a daily basis, talim takes place. After Isha Salat, our honorable Imam Sahib, they do talim after Isha Salat. On a weekend, we have talim on a Saturday and on a Saturday Sunday after Zuhr Salah. On a daily basis, after Isha, before Isha, up to sometimes 9 o'clock, brothers join at 6 o'clock, some brothers join at 5:30. And different times, we go out for mulaqat. And sometimes we keep the masjid open, and some brothers are doing talim in the masjid. These amals draw the mercy of Allah. Today, what is our condition? Last in, first out. Sitting in the masjid, we get an allergic reaction. What is wrong with us? We need to wake up, we need to smell the coffee. We need to turn our attention towards Allah. We need to turn our attention towards Akhirah. So we have a weekly gush as well, which is on a Sunday. And our neighboring gush, which is on a Saturday. And we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once a month, 3 days, 3 days every month, inshallah ta'ala. And whenever there's our ulama's program take place on a Saturday, we have seerah programs, we have hadith program, and different programs we have on a Saturday, we take part. Mothers and sisters listening at home, on a Saturday, you can turn the receiver on, and the e-masjid, and these programs are there. So it's an opportunity. But the men folk have to come into the masjid. Without a valid reason, we cannot miss our salah with jama'ah in the masjid. So if everybody takes this worry and concern, takes this fikr on board, that whoever lives on my street, or for some reason, maybe because of laziness or busy or whatever reason, I, for the sake of Allah, will try my best to encourage that brother to come to the masjid. All brothers will try, inshallah. Markaz is very, very close to us, Tuesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays the mashkura takes place. Thursday, the ishtima takes place. Isha is 7:45. You know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Maulana Imran sahab accepting our invitation, and also our Hazrat Mufti sahab for accepting our invitation. We shall ask Mufti sahab to make dua, inshallah ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا ضرا إلا كشفت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به إلى الجنة ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم عافنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجذام والبرص والجنون ومن سيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من درك الشقاء وجهد البلاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة العداء يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہمارے صغائر کو بھی معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے کبائر کو بھی معاف فرما یا اللہ تو نے بے انتہا نعمتیں ہمیں عطا فرما رکھی یا اللہ اس میں جو ناقدری ہوئی یا اللہ ناشکری ہوئی ہمیں معاف فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کو بھی مغفرت فرما یا اللہ رشتہ داروں کی بھی مغفرت فرما بیوی بچوں کی بھی مغفرت فرما پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما, پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما, پوری امت کی پریشانی دور فرما. اللہ اس وقت جو امت پریشان ہے سب کی پریشانی دور فرما. یا اللہ اس وقت جو انسانیت پر وبا ہے, یا اللہ بیماری ہیں, اس کو تو دور فرما, محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے دور فرما. ہم اپنے گناہوں کا اقرار کرتے ہیں, یا اللہ تیری نافرمانی ہوئی, یا اللہ انسانوں نے تجھے ناراض کیا, یا اللہ اپنی ناراضگی کو رحمت سے مبدل فرما, تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا, یا اللہ راضی ہو جا, ہمیں ایسے اعمال کی توفیق دے جن سے تو راضی ہو, ہمیں ایسے اعمال سے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما جن سے تو ناراض ہو, ہماری آخرت خراب ہو. یا اللہ موت تک ایمان پر ہم قائم فرما, دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آئے ایمان پر خاتمہ فرما, حسن خاتمے کی دولت برے خاتمے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, قبر کے عذاب سے حفاظت فرما, جنت کا داخلہ نصیب فرما, جہنم اس کے عذابوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اپنے عرش کے سائے میں جگہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ عقائد حقہ ہمیں نصیب فرما, اعمال صالحہ کی توفیق نصیب, اخلاق حسنہ نصیب فرما, دین کی جتنی محنتیں ہو رہی, یا اللہ سب محنتوں کو قبول فرما, سب محنتوں کو قبول فرما کر ہدایت کا فیصلہ فرما. یا اللہ یہ جو دعوت و تبلیغ کے نام سے محنت چل رہی, یا اللہ اس کو بھی قبول فرما, اس جوڑ کو, ہمارے اس جوڑ کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, ہماری ہدایت کا, ہماری اولاد کی ہدایت کا, پوری بستی والوں کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, بلکہ سارے مسلمانوں کے ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, غیروں کو بھی ہدایت نصیب فرما, غیروں کو بھی ہدایت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دینی مراکز کی حفاظت فرما, دینی مدارس کی حفاظت فرما, مشائخ کی عمروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ان کے فیوض سے استفادے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصیٰ کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے جتنے دینی مراکز ہیں سب کی حفاظت فرما, ہماری بدعمالیوں کی وجہ سے یا بہت سے مدارس بند ہیں, یا اللہ جہاں سے فیض پوری دنیا میں علم کا پہنچتا تھا, بہت سے مدارس, بہت سے دینی مراکز بند ہیں. یا اللہ ہماری کوتاہیوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, رحم و کرم کا معاملہ فرما. ہمارے جو مسلمان بھائی دنیا سے اس بیماری میں یا اس سے پہلے بھی جا چکے ہیں, یا اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی قبروں کو منور فرما. یا اللہ سب کے رشتہ داروں کو, پیچھے رہنے والوں کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرما, سب کے اولادوں کی تو کفالت فرما, ہماری بھی حفاظت فرما. یا ہماری اولاد کی بھی حفاظت فرما, ہماری نسل کی بھی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ اس ملک میں ہم آئے ہیں, یورپ میں ہم آئے ہیں, یا اللہ ہمارے دین ایمان کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے اولاد کی دین ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ محروم نہ فرما, یا اللہ, یا اللہ موت تک ہمیں ایمان پر قائم فرما, موت پر, یا اللہ موت ہمیں کلمے پر نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہماری چھوٹی چھوٹی اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ دین ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. یہ جتنی محنتیں ہو رہی ہیں اس محنت کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, کام کرنے والوں میں اخلاص عطا فرما, علماء غیر علماء جتنی محنتیں کر رہے ہیں ہدایت کی, دین کی, سب محنتوں کو قبول فرما, آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما, اخلاص عطا فرما. یا اللہ اپنی رضا نصیب فرما, یہ دینی مدارس, مساجد, یا اللہ ان کو آباد فرما, اعمال سے ان کو آباد فرما, ان کی تمام ضروریات کو غیب سے پوری فرما, ان کی تمام ضروریات کو غیب سے پوری فرما, ہر قسم کے شرور فتنوں سے حفاظت فرما, ہر قسم کے شرور اور فتنوں سے حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے اس بیٹھنے کو, ہماری اس محنت کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, اپنی رضا کا, آخرت میں ثواب کا ذریعہ بنا, دنیا میں ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا. اللہ تیرے حقوق میں جو نافرمانی ہوئی اس کو بھی معاف فرما, تیری طرف سے جو تیرے بندوں کے ہم پر حقوق ہے اس میں جو کوتاہی ہوئی اس کو بھی تو معاف فرما, اس کی ادائیگی کی غیب سے شکل صورت پیدا فرما. ہمیں دین کی صحیح سمجھ نصیب فرما, دین کی صحیح سمجھ نصیب فرما, عمل کرنا آسان فرما, اس کی اشاعت کے لیے, دعوت و تبلیغ کے لیے ہم سب کو قبول فرما. ہماری اس محنت کو قبول فرما کر ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, ہماری دعاؤں کو محض اس فضل و کرم سے اپنے فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس جوڑ میں جنہوں نے شرکت کی, علماء غیر علماء سب کی شرکت کو قبول فرما, جو سن رہے ہیں یا اللہ ان کو بھی ہدایت عطا فرما, سب کے جائز مقاصد میں کامیابی نصیب فرما, سب کے جائز مقاصد میں کامیابی نصیب فرما, ہمارے جائز مقاصد میں بھی کامیابی نصیب فرما. ہماری دعاؤں کو محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے اور برکت سے قبول فرما, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت نصیب فرما, اتباع سنت ہمیں نصیب فرما, آپ کے لائے ہوئے دین پر ہمیں ہمیشہ ہمیشہ قائم فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
جزاك الله to all the brothers over here. Inshallah, just as you're leaving the masjid, just keep in mind the social distancing and the volunteers who are in hand, just conform with them, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.